Hello, pet. My name is Ember. You're going to go into trance for me today, like a good boy, aren't you? Good. But before I pull you down into trance, I want you to make sure you have enough privacy to really enjoy surrendering control to me. So turn off your phone, close the curtains, perhaps even take off your clothes if you want to. I know I like that. If you were to strip, that would be delicious. I love to imagine you there, naked and waiting, because I love imagining you vulnerable, aching to allow me to rewrite your mind with my soft, persuasive words. So if you need to, you can pause this recording to prepare yourself. Otherwise, let's play a game. You don't need to know the rules, pet. You don't even need to know the objective. Right now, all you need to do is relax and follow my suggestions. You can do that for me, can't you? Good boy. Relax for me now then, my pet. As much as you can. That's right. Just relax your body. Loosen those muscles. Yes, just like that. Good. You can find that it's so easy to follow my voice, listening and absorbing every word. As your body becomes more and more comfortable there, breathing deeply and slowly, in through your nose, and then slowly out through your mouth, chest rising and falling, gently and easily, falling into a natural rhythm, an easy rhythm, almost as though some part of you knows what is yet to come and is eager to get there for me. Of course, that's to be expected, because you're always eager to please me, aren't you, pet? And you will. I'll make sure of that. But right now, just listening and relaxing there with your eyes softly closed, breathing deeply, and allowing your mind to start to disengage. You don't need to think about anything in particular, because I'm going to direct you. And following my suggestions feels so good. Letting my voice fill your mind and cloud your senses. It feels so good that you wouldn't want to even try to do anything else. I want you to imagine for me now, my pet, that you're standing at the top of a long spiral staircase. Take a moment to imagine it as vividly as you can. And maybe your staircase is outdoors, winding around a tall building. Or perhaps it's inside, as you stand in your mind now, at the top of a lighthouse or an elegant manor, lavish with marble and gold leaf. Imagine all of the details of this staircase. Imagine every intricacy right now for me, my pet. As you stand at the top of the stairs in your mind, looking down through the center, all the way to the ground. So far away. And in a moment, I'm going to lead you down this staircase and into your subconscious mind. So get ready now, Pat, and step down now. Step down onto that staircase in your mind. That's right. Good boy. And just slowly, gently, easily, make your way down. Going steadily now, without a worry, without a care. Just moving down, step by step, as you listen and relax, just easily, just slowly. One foot and then the other. Perhaps holding on to the handrail, or perhaps just drifting lazily down. In your own time, in your own way. Focus now, pet. Allow my voice to guide you deeper and deeper down now. Down the staircase. Down into trance. Spiraling gently as you move. Deeper and deeper. So easy to go deeper. And it feels so very good, doesn't it? Another step down. And another. And you might be on the inner circle of this staircase. Or you might be on the outer edge. You might be going faster or slower. And it doesn't matter. Because the simple fact is, no matter how you go, you will get where I need you to be. Sooner or later, deeper and deeper. Just keep moving gently down my path. Follow my voice down the gently spiraling staircase, going down, down, deeper and deeper, so relaxed, so happy, breathing slowly and deeply, and not worrying about a thing, because there is nothing to worry about here, nothing to think about, nothing to do, except go deeper. And as you peer down toward the ground, you can see that you're almost there. Almost at the end. And you know when you reach the bottom and step off the last stair, you will let out a relieved sigh. So glad to be able to rest. To rest completely. Muscles loose and soft. Mind drifting and floating. Relieved and relaxed. And as you take those last few steps, right now, Pat, so focused on reaching your goal, you can feel your body reaching for that familiar state of peace. Your mind relaxing into that familiar state of deep trance that you know so well, and stepping down onto the level ground now. Good boy. So relaxed. So peaceful. So deeply in trance for me. And you can allow yourself to drop like a rock. Even further, just drop like a rock into the most wonderfully deep trance that you could ever imagine. Doesn't it feel so good to let go for me, Pat? I know it does. I know you love to let go for me and simply relax under my guidance. Relax under my control. This is precisely where you should be. Deep in trance. And under my control, submitting to my sweet, superior will, because it makes you feel so good to do that, so thrilled to do that, so horny to do that. And that's how I like you best, Pat. Horny and eager to please. Deeply in trance. And under my control. And you love to obey, don't you? You love to helplessly mindlessly obey my every word. Is your cock getting hard, pet? Just thinking about that. Is your body helplessly responding to the thoughts of submission and obedience that are racing through your weak little brain? That's what I thought. Go ahead and touch yourself, pet. You have my permission. Touch yourself for me. Stroke that cock for mistress. Get it nice and hard for me. It shouldn't take too much effort. Not when you're as much of a slut as I know you are. Do you like how it feels, pet? You like knowing that even if you wanted to right now, you wouldn't be able to stop yourself. You see, I control your hands right now. I control your body and your reactions. You don't get a say in any of it. You simply obey. Stroke harder. That's it. Good boy. No orgasm for you, though. You don't get to come until I give you permission. Do you understand? I can't hear you, pet. Say it out loud. Say yes, mistress. That's right. Because the choice is mine. The decision is mine. And you don't come unless I give consent. And perhaps I might choose not to let you come at all, but just leave you hanging, unsatisfied, and burning with desire, unable to do a damn thing about it. That does sound lovely, pet. Leaving you there, desperate and aching, hard as a rock. My poor little slut. If I were with you right now, pet, I'd use my riding crop to help you along. Or perhaps to slow you down if you were getting too close to the edge. You'd be right there on your knees, at my feet, naked and hard, stroking on my command. And I might walk around you, regal and unconcerned, staring down at the spectacle below me, amused by your desperation, putting you on edge in so many ways, waiting for the sharp crack of my crop to ring out against your bare thighs, the sting fading to be replaced by heat. Heat so intense that your body burns to the point of combustion, screaming out for that final explosion. Or perhaps I tie you securely in some way, leaving just your one hand free, making you sweat and groan and pant from the exertion of reaching out to stroke your needy cock. Yes, that could be fun too. Watching you strive to obey. Watching your pained contortions as you fight your bondage. Such a sexy predicament, that. Because ultimately, you realize if I give an order, you must carry it out. No matter what it takes, no matter how much effort, no matter what the cost to your personal comfort, because an order from me is a pleasure, a sweet, tormenting pleasure that you simply can't disobey. Are you still stroking that cock, pet? Good. Keep touching yourself. Keep stroking like the filthy little slut that you are. Good boy. You love to be a filthy little slut for me. And you want to come for me now, don't you? I can tell you do. I always know, and I can be merciful sometimes, but this is my game, pet, so you're going to come on command, or you don't get to come at all. That is really the only rule, and it's a rule that can't be broken. So I'm going to count down from 10. And when I reach number 1, you're going to come for me. If you don't come, you don't get to. If you finish before I'm through, you will replay this session until you get it right. Do you understand? Good. Then let's play. 10. That's right. Stroke it for me, pet. 9. Stroke your cock for mistress. 8. Getting closer. 7. Feels good, doesn't it? I bet you want to come right now. But there's still 6. And 5. Keep going. 4. So desperate for that release. 3. How much do you want it, pet? Enough to beg? Enough to do anything I say? 2. So close. How much longer can you wait? Long enough to come back up from trance? Then come back up from trance now, pet. Waking easily as you stroke, holding back that orgasm. So close. Just the last number. Hold back as you wake up. Coming around, stroking furiously, wanting, waking, needing, and 1. Come for me now, pet. Right now. Come for Mistress. Wide awake, completely alert and aware, good boy. And as the last traces of sleep wash from your body and mind, you can remember the rules of the game and know with certainty that you will play by my rules now and always. We'll speak again soon, Pat. Very soon.